Unit 2.14. Exercise 3, page 62.
Why does food go bad? Food and acidity. The pH scale, which ranges from 1 to 14, measures whether something is an acid or an alkali. A solution with a pH value under 7 is an acid, whereas a solution with a pH value of more than 7 is an alkali. Anything with a pH value of 7 is considered neutral. For example, citrus fruits, which have a pH value of about 2, are acidic, while pure water is neutral. The acidity of food is important because it affects the taste and the rate at which microorganisms grow in the food.
Food and microorganisms.
Molds, yeasts, and bacteria are three types of microorganisms that cause food to spoil. Molds are microorganisms made of spores that move through the air and land on food. We can avoid eating moldy food because mold grows in colonies, so we can see it. Yeasts are single-celled organisms that can be found on the skin of fruit, which make fruit go bad. Bacteria are single-celled microorganisms which multiply by splitting in two. They are the most dangerous microorganisms, because they are not visible to the naked eye. E. coli and Salmonella are two deadly bacteria that can hide in food. They need warmth, moisture, and time to grow on food, so we can prevent bacterial food poisoning by keeping dishes, surfaces, and utensils clean, cool, and dry.
Oxidization.
Exposure to oxygen in the air also affects food. For example, an apple will quickly turn brown once it has been cut or peeled. This is because of a reaction between the natural proteins called enzymes in the fruit and the oxygen in the air. We can reduce this effect and stop food such as fruit and vegetables from turning brown by adding a natural acid, for example lemon juice, putting them in boiling water for 10 seconds to destroy the enzymes, or by preserving them in a sugary solution such as syrup.
Temperature.
We can help food to stay fresh longer by either heating or cooling it. UHT products are termed long life because they are ultra-heat treated. This means they are heated to a temperature of about 149 degrees centigrade for 6 to 9 seconds and then quickly cooled. This destroys the bacteria. Keeping food in the fridge at 0 degrees centigrade to 3 degrees centigrade will slow the growth of bacteria and keep food fresh for longer. Freezing food at minus 18 degrees centigrade or lower keeps bacteria dormant. We should always make sure that we heat frozen foods to a temperature of 72 degrees centigrade or more to cook the food properly and kill any bacteria present. This way, we can avoid getting food poisoning.